This is the Daily Update for Thursday, July 20th, 2017. Arizona Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. It is an aggressive type. The 80-year-old senator will undergo treatment. I watched a big discussion in the media on all the fixes and what they could do to help him. He's 80 years old. It's an aggressive type of cancer, but they're going to do everything they can to save him. As well, they should. And I feel very bad for John McCain. I feel bad for his family. You know, I don't like him as a politician, but I would never wish cancer on anyone. So we can all think about him in our hearts today. But the real thing is, do we the people get the same options if we the people have a brain tumor? And this is the problem with healthcare. This is the problem with the system, what's going on, and that so many people have denied. So, you know, it's not fair that we have a politician who is supposed to be representing everyone, and they have all the options available to them. They have no problems, and most of them are millionaires. Most of them are very wealthy, but they don't care how the people are living and what we have to go through every day. So just a thought about that, and the fact that John McCain must now step down and let somebody go in there and do the job. Obviously, he has a lot to go through, and it's going to be a long road. So, Robert Mueller expands his probe into Donald Trump's business transactions. Donald Trump is kicking and screaming and freaking out, and as well he should, because this is really beyond the scope of the original investigation or the whole Russian investigation. Now Trump is angry at Jeff Sessions, his attorney general, and we all hated Jeff Sessions as his attorney general pick. He didn't listen to anyone. He chose him anyway, and then Jeff Sessions recused himself when it comes to this matter, which actually forced this separate investigation to happen. So Donald Trump says now that if he knew Jeff Sessions was going to recuse himself, he would have never picked him for attorney general. But yeah, you can't go back in time, but you can fire the guy and you can put somebody in his place. And then you know what? At the end of the day also, if Donald Trump has nothing to fear transaction-wise, then he shouldn't be worried at all. But I do understand that here's an investigation against Russia, and now it expands into your entire life and your family's life. So it does seem like a witch hunt, and it does seem like people want to bring him down because of their political beliefs, and they don't like him because, obviously, they're pretty blatant about it. they don't make any bones. They say straight out that that's what they want to do, impeach him for anything that they can. So we'll see what happens there. 78-year-old Maxine Waters, we've been talking about her lately, voted most corrupt politician 3 years ago, right? Most corrupt politician. Now she's going to go to New Hampshire and put her hat in the ring for the presidential run in 2020. So is this really how the DNC is going to fix their problems? Is this how they're going to fix what's broken? And the fact that most of their leadership is above 75 years old, do they think that there's a problem with that? And maybe people are just a little out of touch, or maybe they just don't have the type of energy that they need to put in to a job like that. So here you go, Maxine Waters, most corrupt politician, outspoken against Trump, in charge of one of the worst districts in the country, the most crime-ridden, but she herself lives in a $4.7 million house in a really nice, secure neighborhood. So again, another hypocritical politician coming forward, telling you your business, but yet they, in their own personal lives, they are horrible people. So, Elon Musk says that he has the green light from the government to approve his Hyperloop between New York and DC. So, it'll be a 29-minute ride. 29 minutes from New York City to Washington, DC. That's incredible. And this guy is going to change the whole face of transportation as we know it. It's going to be healthier transportation. It's going to be better transportation. You know, I actually endorse the dude 100%. I think he's a little arrogant, but, you know, I think that might come with the territory. I think that you just have to know and go forward and do your thing and be that inventor, and don't let people tell you anything about it either. So I'm anxious to see this project get done, and they move pretty quickly with things. So today is International Chess Day for all the people out there who like to play chess. Of course, the game was invented in India in the 5th century called Chaturanga. Later on down the road, it's been changed and adapted and all that, and then it made it all the way to the 15th century in Europe. Of course, the Christian church banned chess for a long time. Then they had sanctions against chess, and they prohibited people playing chess. You know, there's religion for you. But today's the day to play. Go out there and have a good game of chess with somebody. Today is Moon Day, so it's a day to celebrate the moon, man. Look up in the sky if you can see the moon, and think about the moon as that satellite for this planet. And, you know, go a little further with the information. Go online. Look at all the cool stuff that NASA's putting out about the moon, how it rang like a bell when they smashed a lander into it and all kinds of stuff. Really interesting reading, really interesting information. But today's Moon Day, so celebrate the moon. Today is also Space Exploration Day. So think about going out there in space. Think about going out there to Mars, you know, checking things out. And then one day, humans will have that capability. I think we probably already did it one time, or maybe we're part of that anyway, of going out there and seeing and seeking and exploring, you know, because people love to explore. So think about that on Space Exploration Day. It's Lollipop Day. So get your lollipop on, man, you know, and don't mess around with some little cheap lollipop. If you're going to celebrate Lollipop Day, get one of those big, giant, colorful, wrapped around lollipops, and that will make your day. Today is also World Jump Day, so jump up and down while you have your lollipop in your mouth. Probably not a good idea, but it's about jumping. Jumping for joy, jumping for whatever. So jump if you want to. Today is Get to Know Your Customers Day, and this is one day a year where you get to know your customers, but I'm going to say that if you're a business owner, you're in business, and you're employees even, all of them should get to know your customers, and it's nice to know people, especially in their wants and their needs, and if you can supply that for them in your store and what you have, that's a good relationship. So get to know your customers. And it's also Pennsylvania Day, the Keystone State. So a lot of people don't even know what Keystone meant and what it stands for because it's kind of gone to the wayside. But a keystone is the keystone in building a bridge. And without that keystone, the bridge falls down. So Pennsylvania has a lot of rich history. Pennsylvania has a lot of every which way when it comes to culture. It's a great state to visit. And I say go to Philadelphia. Check out those museums or venture out into the countryside in Pennsylvania. Go see Lancaster or whatever, or make your way all the way to Pittsburgh, man. The birth of George Romero, who had died the other day. And we're very sad about that. George Romero, who was a great director. And then, of course, the mastermind behind Night of the Living Dead. And then created the whole Living Dead scenario, situations, and whatnot, many movies. So get your Pennsylvania on at some time. Go visit. Or if you're close to it, go check it out, man. So this is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, July 20th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.